welcome to Dunking Biscuits Podcast, providing etiquette for modern times. My name is Grace, and with me is Emma.
Hello. Hey.
How are you?
Good. Like I just told you, for some reason, my nose has just started to drip in the last, literally 2 minutes. So I'm like, excellent. Excellent.
This is going to be great.
Excellent.
We'll get through it.
I have a story for you.
Okay.
I don't want to say it's a good news story, but it's more of a way to live your life story.
Oh, okay.
For a good news story this week.
Yeah.
So, and apologies, if you know how to say her name correctly and I'm saying it wrong, you can correct me. It's Iris Apfel.
I've not heard that name before.
A textiles expert, interior design and fashion celebrity known for her eccentric style has died. She was 102. Yeah. The world can be a grey place, so colours, patterns, textures and are a way to bring some fun to life. The same with makeup. I want my lipstick to be as bright and bold as possible, she told People magazine in August 2022. Love her view on life. More is more and less is bore. What a fun, dynamic and remarkable human. So we're remembering her. And I find this so fascinating because if anyone knows me, I don't really wear bright colours. As I'm sitting here right now, I'm wearing a black shirt. And I do feel better when I'm wearing bolder prints. But I just, for some reason, I don't feel as comfortable in it. And maybe that's what I should lean into, being a bit more uncomfortable with being bolder.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was just a good way to sort of have a story or a good news story in a way to sort of think that someone has lived that life or lived that way and they have had such fun. That's the point. Yeah. They had a fun life and a long life. So I just thought, you know what? I think that is a good way to start our episode this week.
Yeah, it is a sad story, but I do like the message in that one as well, like living bold and bright. And because at work I wear a lot of black and white at work, not super fun, but then outside of work my favorite brand of dresses is Mr. Zimmy, and so like anyone who knows those dresses, they're all fun colors, really bright, and
they are bold.
Yeah, it is a bit more fun wearing those, but I never wear them at work. I'm boring at work.
But I think remember her, and when you're buying your next piece of clothing, item of clothing rather, think like her. More is more and less is a bore. I think I'm gonna try and live a little bit more like that. So I think that's
cool.
It's nice.
And I like it.
Apply to lots of things. So
yeah,
why not?
Nice. Why not?
What do you have?
This win isn't something I've done, but
take it. Take their win.
I will. No, so outside of work, I tutor. So I've got 3 tutoring students at the moment, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's actually really hard to fit them in each week. But we manage, we do it, and they're all great. And one of them, him and I haven't always seen eye to eye. So like the other 2 students that I have, they requested a tutor, they wanted one. And then this one, his parents are kind of like, you're getting one.
This is happening.
And so he's in year 11 now, and we've been tutoring since year 8, so it's been a long time. But at the end of year 8, I was ready to drop him because I was like, he's not listening to me, he doesn't care, he doesn't bring a workbook to sessions. Like, I was just, like, fed up. But then, like, year 9, something happened. He turned a corner, and today we found out for his first year 11 maths assessment, he got 90%, which is the best score he's ever got. And so, like, just from where he was, like, in year 8, like, he really hated it, and, like, now he comes to, like, sessions prepared, and he's, like, asking questions, and it's just so heartwarming. So even though it's not, like, technically, like, one of my students, it's obviously someone I've worked with for, like...
It's a student.
Yeah, like, 3 years now. And, yeah, just when he told me the score today, I just felt so chuffed. Like, I was so proud of him, so
was
that's
he proud
my
of
win.
Himself as well?
Yeah, he was really happy as well. He's like, I got the second highest in the class, and I'm like, that's literally never happened. Like...
So good.
Yeah, I was so proud of him and, like, how far he's come, and it was just so heartwarming and just so lovely to see. So that's not my win, but a win that happened.
I definitely would be claiming that win. Sounds like you slogged hard for the first bit to make that happen.
It was rough, but yeah, nah, it's so nice. So I love that for him.
So good. So good. My win's a bit different to your win. My win is something that people probably do every day, but
I thought you were going to say my win is actually a winch, and I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Kind of. I don't know if you can see the floor of the carpet behind me.
Yeah.
Because I was able to finally unpack our room. It's Woo! Been 3 months of living here, and we still have boxes in our room. And I don't know if I use the word snap, but I definitely got to a point where I was like, I can't live like this. I cannot do it anymore. Fair. I'm at the point where I have to step over so much crap to get to my bed. I was like, I'm done. And so it's very difficult to do at the moment because our youngest is attached to me like an extra limb. Aww. And like literally holding onto my leg as I walk, like latching on. And so
she's so needy.
Yeah. And so super cute. Like she's not crying or anything. She just is near me. And it's quite difficult to do a lot of things like go to the bathroom, I know, eat food, stuff like that. And so I said to Jeff on this weekend, because we had a long weekend just gone, and I said, I would like a day to clean our room. And he was like, okay. I'm like, you can choose whichever one it is, but I would like solid hours by myself in the house where you guys are not here. Because if I'm in the house, they find me. Regardless of the doors are shut, they will just like bang on the door, scream, they try to get underneath. I'm just like, I just need them to go. So I had from 9:30, I think it was 9:30 till 3 on Sunday to myself.
Nice.
And I cleaned and vacuumed and folded washing. And for everybody out there who is having trouble doing that kind of stuff, remove the people. Like get them out. Because it's actually coming home and coming to our room and having nothing. It's bringing me so much joy. And the fact that I was miserable for the first couple of months of moving into our new house is not good. So
no.
And not miserable, like I was like, oh my god. I was more like, I just, every time I came to our space, like our room,
you were just like, I feel cluttered.
Are you joking? Like, what is happening? So, loved it. Did I sit and watch any TV? I watched 20 minutes while I had my lunch during the day.
Yeah.
I was very strict on myself because I'll just sit and watch TV all day because I didn't get to do that very often. So, I put a timer on, I ate my lunch, and I got back into it. I was cranking tunes. Like, it was honestly...
You just needed to get it done.
Yeah. Will I say it's something that I enjoy doing? Not particularly. I hate cleaning. But I wanted it done. So I got it done. I'm trying to explain this in a way that, like, it wasn't a me day. Like, I'm trying to explain to Jeff.
No, it wasn't like you taking out time.
Yeah. So, Jeff, it wasn't a day that I got to spend by myself and doing what I wanted to do. I did it because no one else would ever do it. That was the thing. Yeah. And so Jeff was like, yep, cool. And so,
but it's also like a big help for Jeff as well. So even though he wasn't there, like he's, I reckon, walking into the bedroom and being like, oh, thank you, Emma.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But the thing is, it's just annoying that I had to be the person to do it.
Yeah, 100%.
That's a bit of my whinge on the end of my win.
I just have a quick question before we move on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if this is inviting people into your bedroom. I can just see over your shoulder, your TV is facing the wall.
It's true.
How are you watching it if you're watching?
Well, we got an aerial put in last week, and because of that, where it is, you actually can't see it from the bed, and we had to measure the back of the TV for a bracket to put on the wall. So rather than just holding it upside down and let it dangle there, I said to Jeff, let's just turn around and put it on there because I'm not watching it. And so we could do the measurements a lot easier than someone just holding onto the side.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Yes, the TV is up there. Yes, it's facing the wrong way. Yes, there's power behind it. Yes, there is an aerial behind it. I could put it on, but because of the angle, there's no...
just awkward.
Yeah. So we do have a bracket, so hopefully that gets installed this week. So
okay. All right, that makes sense. Cool.
That's okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You can now rest easy. Like, that's okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Bit weird. So this week we are talking about something that, quite frankly, I would like to get more of. I'm not sure about you, Emma, but I'm saying it's the one who has zero responsibilities really outside of work. But I'm so gosh untired. So we are talking about sleep, something that we talk about a lot anyway. So we're putting a whole episode onto it.
Yeah.
And if you remember from last week's episode, I was really excited because Jack was going to be away over the long weekend, and I got the house to myself, which, as I said, love the guy, love living with him.
Yeah.
Also loved living by myself. So got a little taste of that one this weekend, which is nice. And Jack will always give me quite a bit of flack for how I sleep. So firstly, I snore loud.
The poor man is like got a break from you.
I have nasal issues, so it's not, yeah. Anyway, my nose barely works at it, so, but he'll also constantly tell me like, oh, you're on my side of the bed last night. You were like encroaching on my space, whatever. And I always say like, oh, it's not that bad. Shut up, whatever. You love me. Ha ha. Joke's on you. But anyway, so he was away.
You chose this life.
So he was away Wednesday to Sunday. And so I had quite a few nights sleeping by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, the first three nights, I didn't have to make his side of the bed.
Interesting.
So did you take any photo time... evidence? I should have. But I told him, I was like, I only had to make my side of the bed. So next time you say that I like don't stay on my side, I'll be like, I remember that time we went to Sydney.
Yeah.
But yeah, but then on the final night that he was away, I finally like relinquished back to my old living alone and like slept in the middle of the bed, like full eagled out. Like, yeah. It was amazing. But
love that.
Yeah, so it was lovely. But yeah, so I just thought I'd take a minute to gloat and say that I only had to make my side of the bed. So, ha. But yes, we are going to talk about some kind of etiquette.
Can we do like, that's like you saying how much sleep you got. Can I do how much sleep I got last night?
Oh, yeah. Go. It's going to make me feel bad for saying I'm tired. I'm just going
to see if it's on my phone because I do have sleep on my phone. Oh, it's actually... not so bad. So my watch tells me if my sleep's good or poor or whatever.
Yeah.
Last night we were woken up at 1. So I think we went to bed about 11 last night, stupidly, because I was catching up on TV like a silly person. And then she was awake from like 1 till 2-ish. And then I reckon I just put my sleepy music back on.
Yeah.
And within 10 minutes Mackenzie came in and told us that she wet the bed, and I was just like,
oh no.
First Kenzie. Night I've tried, like, which one actually had underwear on last night for the first time because she's been wearing nappies and they've been dry. We've been like reusing nappies like they're pull-up pants,
yeah,
and we're like, we just talked to her like, oh, maybe you just don't, you wear like normal undies. She's like, okay. And like she only just like not a lot but enough that she woke herself up. I came into her bedroom, I took her to the toilet, we got her new undies. And I went back to her bed, and we just have a thing that lays over the top, so you just set the top off, and the bottom, the next layer is dry.
Oh, perfect.
Because we're not silly. We're not...
No.
We're not messing around here. I've done some research, because I'm like, I'm not making beds throughout the
night.
Like,
2 a.m. No way.
That's not happening. Anyway, and so I take the thing off, and then she's like, cuddle me. And I'm like, I'm so tired.
The way you said that, sorry, just reminds me of like a... doll in a horror movie.
Mummy,
cuddle me.
And I was just like, okay. And then she says the funniest thing. So I cuddle in, like, obviously I'm holding her.
Yeah.
My face is next to her face. Stop puffing on me, which means I'm breathing on her. And I'm like, how am I supposed to put my neck?
Yeah. Make so it work.
I'm laying in this single bed where the mattress is very, I'm like, every time I lay in, I'm like, we have to get her a better mattress. So like, is it just because I'm just substantially heavier than her? Like, she's not feeling how terrible this is. And then went to sleep, and like, I sleep heavy, but I roll over because I lean I sleep a certain way. And so I do this, and I just get this little hand that curls over my little, like near my rib cage. And she's like, just not hot, like not cuddling me, but just a hand lays it. And I'm like, it's the sweetest thing. And I'm like, bless. But at the same time, like, I wish I was in my own bed.
Yeah.
I just want to be in my bed. And then she woke up at whatever time it was this morning, 7, whatever it was. It was quite dark this morning, so it was quite good.
It was really dark this morning.
And then she's like, I had a big sleep. Like, it's this amazing thing she did. And I'm like, was it really that big? Like, it's been like 5 hours. Like, by the time we went back
to sleep. We could have gone longer, honey.
So that leads me to my very first point that I would like to segue to.
Yes.
I've done like a do and don't list. It's very short because I feel like people would have their own things, but I feel like the ones that I've written are pretty universal.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And this is not a dig at you because obviously you know that I love that you get sleep and you love sleep. Don't brag about sleep in front of young parents. It is one thing that I learnt very early on. Because we were very lucky with Mackenzie when she was born. Terrible birth. That was a different thing.
You paid your dues.
Yeah. But 6 weeks in, she slept in, she slept through the night for like 12, 13 amazing. Hours. And I always was like, I don't know why people are so exhausted. Like, yeah, you get tired through the day, but I was like, oh, I just don't understand it. I now know. I am fully aware of how tired people can be and still function.
Like my family, so the running joke is my family, so my parents wanted three kids, and then they had me, and they're like, two's fine, because I'm the second out of my biological family. And so my sister, very similar to Mackenzie, slept the whole night through. It was a very calm child, very happy, and they're like, sweet, this is easy. Let's have another one. Yeah. And then I came, and I was like, hey, you've had this too easy. I'm going to be the child from hell. Let's do this. I'm not going to sleep for more than, like, 2 hours in a row. I'm going to cry all the time if you're not, like, touching me. Also, I'm going to come out really pale and kind of sickly looking, and you're going to kind of worry about what's going on there.
Yeah. And it's just – and so when I had my mother's groups – and reminder, this was during – pandemic time, so I didn't see them in person. This was all through messages, so like it was very difficult because we didn't really know each other, and we basically went on, like, when I say group walks, we walked in pairs like along a path because that's what we could do, and basically all of them were talking about how, like, they've had like max amount 4 hours sleep each night, and like I just didn't say anything. I never said like, oh, she's still sleeping through the night. I just did not say anything because I was like, that is the worst thing to hear, is when you want to have sleep and you just can't, there's nothing you can do to make you have sleep. And so I would just say, even if you're the fortunate one or you don't realize that you're doing it, if someone is a young parent and they're talking about they're not getting any sleep, just say, that really sucks. I hope it improves soon.
I'm so sorry,
And that's it. Like, you don't have to elaborate. You don't have to, like, go on. Just hope it improves soon. And that's it. Don't give advice. Don't do, like, just very simple. But that's my
advice. Don't say, oh, well, this works for my baby. Like, they've probably already
They're
tried
only
it.
Young once. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm literally, I can see my face aging. Like, literally in the last 3 months, I can, like, my face has significantly aged because I'm not getting any sleep, which is ridiculous because, I mean, obviously you will age and your body will get old or whatever. But I feel like it's very visible on my face at the moment because I'm so tired. So that's my first don't. My second don't, I'm just going to do don'ts first because they seem very
different. Okay. Yeah.
Is don't ever wake up the person sleeping next to you or in the same room. Your goal is to basically pretend you don't exist or leave that space so they can sleep until they naturally wake up or if they have an alarm or whatever. But you are not to wake a person up because you're
awake. I break that rule every day.
Great.
Like, not... Okay, let me explain. So, I get up at some point between 10 past 5 and 5:40 in the morning to go for a run, depending on how far I've got to go. So, firstly, my alarm goes off about 2 hours earlier than Jax does. And then I always... So, we have, like, an ensuite, but I always go to our spare bathroom to go get changed and go to the toilet in the morning and stuff like that. So, I, like, leave our room straight away. But then when I get home, I have my breakfast downstairs, and then it's time for a shower. And... Jack's alarm goes off at 7 and I usually get home. My goal is to always be in the shower by 6:45. Like, that's if I'm in the shower by 6:45, I'm gonna get to work on time.
Yeah.
And so have my shower, that's all fine. Do that in our ensuite because all my products are there. I'm not moving my products to the ensuite shower is so much better than the guest bathroom shower. But then so because I run in the morning, my hair gets very sweaty and so I either wash my hair or I at least rinse it every day. So it gets wet every day.
Oh,
so then I have to blow dry it. And I usually finish blow drying my hair at around 6:58 and then Jack's alarm goes off at 7.
Oh my God.
But anyway, so I break that rule every day. But his alarm, because he works from home a lot of the time. And our rule is, and because his days are a bit different, if he isn't working that day and he doesn't have to get out of bed before I leave. Whereas, like, when he was getting out of bed at 7:30, I didn't see him in the morning. And so I was kind of, like, leave for work, and I'd be like, oh. And I was getting, like, dressed in the dark and, like, doing everything in the dark. So I was like, Nana, you're a grown-up.
Yeah.
Can you please get up at 7 so I can at least get dressed with the lights on? So we've compromised on that, but, yeah. It was when we were dating, though. He used to get up at 6:45. But now that's gone.
No, it's out the window. It's done now.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, no, I do break that rule every day.
Could you just, like, throw ideas at it? Dry your hair in the other bathroom? Or is it just not really going to... No? Okay. No. Your face is saying...
There's no I've possible thought about way it that. Many times, but no.
I mean, he's going to... It's not like it's an hour. Like, he's getting disrupted and has to wait, like...
Yeah, it's like the final 10 minutes before yeah. he gets up. It's fine. Yeah,
he's waking up anyway, naturally, because he's been waking up to that time all the time. No, exactly. I think that's good. I think that's... It's not great for Jack, but I can no. understand it to a point, sort of.
You're just lucky we're not dating is what you're saying.
just would feel like I'd have to have some sort of conversation about
it. Yeah.
Anyway, that's what...
It's fine.
I have do's as well.
Okay.
So these aren't things I necessarily do. I want to really put that forward because I have... Is it insomnia where you can't get to sleep? I have a lot of trouble getting to sleep.
Yeah.
Once I'm asleep, I'm good. Getting to sleep, a whole situation.
That's the journey.
So, things I definitely do on my do list is wash your sheets. I wash our sheets once a week. Like.
Oh, you're a weeker?
Yeah.
We were discussing this work the other day. We're fortnighters.
Yeah. But I just like my sheets to be really clean.
No, like, fair. I love clean sheets.
Hmm.
But... I was talking to him about this with a guy at work, and he's like, he's got kids, and he's like, yeah, we're fortnighters, but one week he'll do his kids' sheets, and then the next week he'll do his sheets. So I'm like, well, really, you're weekly. Like, you're doing sheets every week. And he's well, that's still easier than doing a big Sunday.
Well, then I would be saying I do sheets twice a week, because I do the girls' sheets on Wednesdays, generally, and I try and do our sheets Friday or Saturday, depending on when
it's going to be the Sunday sheet day.
Yeah, see, it doesn't quite work that way in our house. I just get to a point where I get too tired on Sunday. So I feel like starting the weekend with clean sheets is how I try and
motivate myself. Nice, actually. Yeah.
And the girls just get it on Wednesday because it's just easier to do on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So wash your sheets, clean sheets, good sheets. You spend a lot of time in bed. Make sure you feel good in them. I'm not saying you have to spend money to have some Egyptian count ridiculousness, but I'm just saying that you should feel super comfortable and happy in your sheets. So I would say at the moment I really want to change our bed sheets because I don't particularly like sleeping in white sheets.
I don't like white sheets either.
I like to sleep in colored sheets. So we've had white sheets for a little bit. I'm just gonna basically get rid of those because they've done their time. And so I think whatever you feel comfortable in. Just make sure you have good sheets, clean sheets.
Agreed.
This one's from Jeff, which speaks for itself.
Hello, producer Jeff.
Respect power napping.
100%. I love a nap.
I have only become a power napper since Genevieve's been born because...
whenever you can get it, you'll get it.
I just need to sleep. I have learned to power nap or micro sleep very easily, especially while holding a baby. So, yes, I agree. The respect of a power nap or respect of someone needing to have a nap before they have their main sleep, because the reason they're doing that is because they're exhausted. They're not doing it because they, oh, it'd be nice. And just actually the body's shutting down. They need to sleep. So,
I agree.
If that's 15 minutes, if it's a couple of hours, whatever that person needs, make it happen.
Respect the nap.
And the last one, which is something that I would always aim to do, but I just don't think it's going to be in my lifetime, or Jeff's for that matter, is a 3-2-1 rule. Have you heard of this?
No.
So 3 hours before bed, no food or alcohol.
Oh, no. Never I finished a glass of wine 20 minutes before I went to my glass of wine.
2 hours before bed, no more work.
Yeah, I can agree with that one.
That one, I definitely don't.
Jack doesn't do that one. He'll quite often come in and do something on his way to bed. He'd be like, I just need to check this on my computer.
Oh. And 1 hour before bed, no more screen time, shut off all phones, TVs, computers. And then zero, like the last number, the number of times you hit snooze in the morning.
I used to be a big snoozer. I used to set my alarm purposely 10 minutes earlier so I could snooze it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I live with Jack, it's usually a game in the morning, how quickly can I turn the sound off before he wakes up to my 5 o'clock alarm?
Hmm.
But I used to love a snooze, but I don't anymore. I used to be really good at reading before bed, and I'm not as good at it anymore. But I really did a lot over the weekend. I read a whole book, basically, over the long weekend, so oh, that nice. Was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but it's one thing, like, every week I'm like, you're going to go to bed earlier. You're going to read a bit longer before you go to bed. Doesn't matter if, like, Jack doesn't come up with you. Like, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, oh, but then we start watching Scrubs, and I'm like, oh, one more episode. I'll read tomorrow. Useless. But yeah. I agree with the no work 2 hours before bed. Mm-hmm. Love that rule.
Mm-hmm.
I do that most nights anyway.
Same.
So 3 hours of eating, like, most nights I don't get home till 7:30, and I like to be in bed by 9:30.
The math isn't math.
Yeah, there's just not enough hours in the day, and I know we've all got the same amount of time as Beyonce does, but, like...
Do we really? Do we
don't? No.
Yeah, I think it's... I understand why. Like, oh, there's probably very good psychology behind it, and you'll probably get a better sleep, but I would
especially
also...
drinking.
Oh, yeah. But. I think you need to be realistic with what you... can do with your timeline. Like, if you finish work late, it's not going to be feasible for you to do certain aspects of that, especially if you start late. You want to do a gym session in the morning, or that's when you get to do your exercise in the morning. It's not really realistic. So
I appreciate the sentiment, but it doesn't work for everyone.
I would say not pick and choose, but be choosy about what ones you can achieve is probably the best way of doing it. So I don't do the phones off or anything. I literally have a phone next to my bed playing something so I can go to sleep. At the moment, I'm watching, and by watching I mean it plays for 33 minutes. It turns itself off. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's on just so I can just hear it. The lighting's way down low, but just so my brain can relax and get into sleep. I just won't do it. Yeah. And Jeff just loves it. He's really enjoyed this nearly 9 years of listening to.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've ruined Friends and Big Bang Theory for him. Because I know he's going...
Big Bang Theory sucks anyway.
I know we go Big Bang Friends. Big Bang Friends. Big Bang Friends. But I thought I'd mix it up and do Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Ruin something else.
Yeah, just thought I'd really stretch it out.
I have, like, been told, like, to listen... to, like, some sleep meditation, stuff like that. And I don't mind them, but it's just the same thing. Like, I just know if I, like, got into bed and, like, started playing this, Jack would be like, turn it off.
Do you have the Sleep Genius one?
No, the one I was using, I haven't got it since it's on my new phone, but I still get emails from them. It's like Happy Mind or something. Waking Mind or Waking Up or something.
Well, the one I have, Sleep Genius, is the one
Waking Up,
apparently used by astronauts because it helps. It sends a message to your brain to, like, to drop in and out of that consciousness state, but the sounds are going. I spent money on it. Like, I bought, like, I think I spent, like, $9 on it because I was like, I need help trying to fall asleep. And Jeff was like, he's like, I can't live like this. So I was like, all right, I'll try it. And then we did it for a little bit, and then Jeff would fall asleep instantly. I'd be laying there for, like, hours just like, just keep trying, Emma. Just keep trying.
And then stupid astronauts, what are they?
And then Jeff would go to sleep instantly, and I'd be like, I guess I'll just play my thing now. And I know it works. I always fall asleep within 30 minutes. It's like, why would I mess it up? Anyway, so, yeah. I have used the Sleep Genius on Mackenzie. If she's not falling asleep, I play, and she falls asleep really, really quick.
Oh, nice.
So,
works on kids.
Yep, works on kids.
But yeah, I didn't really have much to add on that. I kind of like your points. There's some things that I agree with, some that I agree with, but I know I will never do.
I think the obvious things that, you know, we don't need to say, it's not really etiquette, it's just more like, if you live in a communal space, or if you live, or you're on, like, a trip with a bunch of people, you just need to be mindful that people have very particular sleep habits, because they've done them every day of their lives, and they get used to a certain way. So if people have a certain thing, it's going to be very difficult for them to enjoy the sleep on that trip or that time that you're in a similar vicinity. Yeah. But I also think that you need to be respectful of the majority getting sleep. Like, if I was in a place where we're in a cabin and there's, like, nine people, I would not play my stuff. I'd put headphones in and put it on one side and just hope that I don't choke myself with headphones during the night when I sleep. I would not play that loud. Whereas, unfortunately, when I've had to share a bed or a room with my sister, I let it play. And I'm like, it goes for 30 minutes. And Renee's like, it's so annoying because she must be awake for 30 minutes. But I'm just like, I don't care. Yeah.
Deal with it.
I'm like, sorry? Like,
yeah. Oh.
Which, you know,
you know, that's a sibling thing, you know, you just, that's what happened. But yeah, so I think, yeah, just be respectful for the majority of people who are sleeping. I think, just be mindful of young parents. I think that's probably my, and speaking and from also, experience. Yeah, and also, shift workers. They have to have very particular sleep because they're trying to break. Was it? What's the sleep thing? Myocardial? Is that the?
Oh.
Something like that. Anyway, it's the thing where like you wake up the sun or you like you're changing that rhythm, so they have to deal with that, and that would be terrible. So.
Oh god, yeah. I'm not cut out for the shift worker life.
No. Definitely.
Anyway, that's all from me.
I like it. Good. Very simple. Keep it simple.
All right. Well, see you next week then, folks.
Hope you had a good sleep.
Bye. Sweet dreams.